guys don't have choice.
It's all about that.
We don't have to do. Should we do a round of tests? Because we do, or should we just?
I'm gonna do an animal noise.
Okay, do it.
Welcome, one and all. Most likely, just one, to the Just Becousins podcast. My name is Joe Neal, and in the virtual studio is my brother from another mother but the same grandmother, Jason Mark.
Quack.
And this is show number 131 of Just Becousins. Did you know there's 131 subspecies of sub-Saharan African jackals? We'll look that up later and verify it. Well, it's Just Becousins. And... and that jackal thing was just bullshit. I wanted to use the number 131. I don't think there's subspecies of jackals at all.
I bet there is. Hey, Joe. 131
something.
Joe, you sound like your multiple personality disorder is coming through.
It is. It's coming through hot tonight.
Yeah.
One of my personalities here. I'll introduce them for you.
Yeah, please do.
For the first time on the show, we talk about him all the time.
Yep.
We have Gus Powell.
Gus Powell, yeah. The Velvet Bear. I don't know. I mean, we call Ryan, we call him the vanilla chocolate fog.
The white chocolate fog.
White chocolate fog, yeah. So
why?
We got,
because his voice is so silky smooth and he's a honky.
It's,
for real.
It's very,
for real.
It's a real deep, rich voice. And so Gus has got a deep, rich voice. And I want to know, should we call him like the Velvet Thunder? I don't know, just what do you call?
I like
you're stuck on velvet. I don't think anybody should be velvet except for Ryan. But
he's velvet?
No, he's not velvet.
He's the white chocolate fog.
Yeah.
Okay, the Velvet Bear. How do you feel about that, Gus?
I think it's perfect.
The bear
smoothie?
We'll keep thinking about this. Throughout the show, we'll call him Gus.
Okay.
That should work.
I'm gonna a little bit behind the curtain. The reason why we call Ryan the white chocolate fog is because Mel Torme is the Velvet Fog, right? And so I figured, well, Ryan's got the deep, rich voice. We'll just take the other part of Mel Torme's, which is velvet, and this is the animal show, and Gus is not a diminutive individual, so we'll just call him. He's not fat though, folks. He's tall. He's tall. Sorry.
The Bear Fog.
Well, maybe we can ask his wife, Jen Powell, who's only been on the show. Say hi, Jen.
Hello.
She's only been on the show once, but if I understand, it's still our highest or most downloaded show of all 130-something shows.
Yes, Wayne.
Hashtag keto life.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, Gus just said that he's not hairy, which makes the bear thing maybe not work. Jen, is that true? Is he hairy or
no,
not?
No, he actually is more hair.
Oh, okay.
Wait, more hair?
That's a whole different.
He's not hairy enough.
Yeah.
To be a bear?
So I need more hair. Is what you're
okay.
Saying.
Hairy deficient. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm smooth as a baby.
Okay, how about
smooth
this?
Smooth as a baby. He's more like a dolphin.
The velvet walrus.
The velvet dolphin. Or
walrus.
I would say like a whale.
Porpoise.
Oh, walrus is good.
The velvet porpoise walrus. The velvet blue whale. No, sperm whale. Come on. You're the velvet sperm. Done. Velvet sperm. Okay.
Ooh, did you hear that? He's making whale noises. So, if our moronic listener hasn't figured it out yet. Sorry, Dad. How you doing? Anyway.
Big ups.
If you haven't figured it out yet, this is... We were planning on doing an animal episode just because we want to pick a topic that might be fun. Just before we got on with you, Jason, we realized there might not be enough to talk about.
Oh, no, I got notes.
Animals, so we might, we might segue into something else.
I have things to bring up. I have been taking animal notes.
Good.
Yeah.
You're going to carry the show.
You awesome. Damn right. No, I am Wonderful. Prepared. I'm post-paired. I'm all you the pairs. Here, let's just jump in. First thing, boom. I mean, I'll get through the easy ones first, okay? And you guys come in. All right. So this sort of ties in with the whole, velvet bear fog chocolate thing.
I can't believe you just said that, and I just heard it.
I like that.
We went to a festival. There's a small town that's just north of Seattle, Texas, and we went there. And they were, you know, there's like, hey, we're a town. We've been here. Watch these hula dancers. And they had this guy who was the MC, and I guess he's a local radio dude. And he gets up there, and he's got this, you know, deep, rich voice. He's like, hey, this is the killer from KLX9NJW. And everybody just come on down. We're going to watch some hula dancers. And we've also got some food trucks here. Gosh, those sure do smell great. I'm definitely going to put on some LBs today. And when he said that, he goes, I'm going to put on some LBs. Food came out of my nose. I was trying so hard not to laugh at him. Just like, who the fuck says LBs? Come on, dude. You're not on the radio right now.
A lot of people.
Really?
LBs?
A lot of people say LBs.
People at the gym.
I think it's just when
I bet he was swole.
A morning zoo guy.
No, he says was not swole.
It just doesn't sound right.
I'm going to put some LBs and put on some weight, put on some LBs today.
No, he was like 65 years old, white hair.
Okay. Right. He should not be saying LBs.
Yeah.
You have to paint the picture a little bit better, Jason.
Sorry about that. Well, see, and I forgot to say his radio station is like, if you like old country, the good country, you should listen to us. None of that new stuff. And I could tell he just wanted to say new shit, but, you know, it's a bunch of crap. Anyway, that's nothing to do with the animals. Let me get to the animal part. At this festival, also, they had those gigantic, huge plastic hamster balls that you can crawl into and run in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get in.
A giant one for humans.
Yeah, you get in, you run in, and they had this little course set up. And I was a hamster. Animal story one. Done. Ready for the next one?
Wait, is this a dream, or do you actually did this?
I did this, yeah. Hamster ball.
They had one, and he jumped in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you run a lot.
Yeah.
Did you fall?
Do you feel like you're well-suited for the hamster wheel?
Oh, hell. Yeah, not wheel, son. Ball.
Hamster
it was a ball.
Ball.
It was a ball. This is the full plane. I wasn't on one like dimension here.
Did it go downhill?
They had it set up on a very flat area because mostly it was little kids getting in there, and it was just great to watch these little kids get in there and their parents. Their parents were like, "Go faster, Jimmy! Go faster!" Their parents would give the ball a tug, and the kid would just go flip it over and over and over again. So great.
So they didn't send you down a flight of stairs.
No.
Okay, that's good.
And the kids were like, "Why is that old man in the hamster ball?"
Yeah. Yeah, mostly.
Did they pay you for this, or was this?
No.
I'm guessing maybe you have to pay.
No, it's free.
Get in it.
It's free. Way. Yeah, go as many times as you want.
Just get in line.
Yeah. Okay, right. At least it's free.
Great price.
So that's story hamster. That's animal story number one.
All right,
here's the next one.
What else you got?
I got two dog stories. Do you want to hear the good one or the bad one first?
The good one.
Oh,
okay, so
you're gonna say bad one.
Good, because the bad will be like better.
I feel like you get a setup of the bad one, and then you get the good one.
You know what?
And you're like, oh, this is such a great story.
I think the bad one will generate more discussion, so we'll do the bad one second. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So here's what happened. Joe, you've been in my house. You know that I've got a really long driveway, right?
Yeah, and I remember that.
And it's a driveway that we kind of share with some other people. So once a year, they throw a little barbecue for the neighborhood, and we all hang out on the driveway, right? No big deal, whatever. It's not a detail. It's important, actually. So we're there. There's about 12 people, including like three toddlers and a couple older kids and a couple of dogs. And everyone's just eating barbecue, having a good time. And at the top of the driveway, two pit bull terriers just mosey up like, hey, what's up? And everyone freezes like, oh, shit. But me, I love dogs, so I ran at them. I was like, doggies! And I ran up there.
I ran at the pit bulls.
Yeah.
Like a three-year-old.
I think that's like rule number five in my rules for life.
Yeah.
Don't run directly at strange pit bulls.
Well, I thought, okay, they were just standing there. They weren't being menacing. And
PSA,
I want to
say, not all pit bulls are murderous dogs. Most of them are awesome, but
exactly.
Random pit bulls could be murderous dogs.
I've never ran towards a dog ever.
Okay, well, just
besides Charlie,
I'm hoping this worked out for you. What happened?
Totally. So I ran up to these dogs, and one of them was clearly happy to see me. She's jumping all over and stuff, and the other one was just chilling, like, "Hey, dude, you're you, I'm me. Let's just keep it that way." All right? And I was like, "Okay, cool. I'm not gonna mess with your vibe here, other dog." But I was looking around to see, was somebody walking them? They were just off leash, which is fine. But there was no one around. So the dogs just started moseying down the street like, well, later. And I followed them because I love dogs. I want them to be safe, right? So I finally got the jumpy one.
You really wanted to get the fuck out of there, didn't you?
No, I wanted... I didn't want to do the barbecue. No, so
okay.
I finally got the jumpy one to calm down enough that I could check her collar. Her name was Belly. Yep, that's right. Belly.
Belly?
Belly.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a name after the band Belly or because she's got a big
she
belly.
She just wants you in her belly.
There you go. Boom. And got the address, and the address was like literally a block away from our house. So I was like, oh, they just must have got out. This is fine. So I walk them to their house, and they just – the front door was wide open. They just moseyed on in like, yep, this is where we live. And and like part of me is like, I hope this is where they live because I couldn't see any street numbers or I couldn't see the number. I had to deduce that this was the right house. But I could see a caged dog run on the side of the house. And there was a fucking huge truck, like one of those trucks you need a ladder to climb into. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a guy with small wieners, so he buys pit bulls.
Yeah, someone has truck. A ball hanging yeah. off the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I figured I was in the right spot.
Hanging off of his enormous truck, he's yeah. got fucking yeah. pit bulls with a cage for the.
It yeah. sounds like this.
Well, so
I like guns.
So these two dogs walk in the house, and there's a percent chance that it's the wrong house, and that I'm about to kill a baby or something. So I'm
at least 8%.
Yeah. So I'm
or
shouting,
just shot by the guy without a wiener.
Yeah,
or a tiny wiener. Anyway,
so I'm shouting, "Hello, anybody home?" And this dude pops up. And I said, "Are those your dogs?" He's like, "Yeah," and he has this look on his face. I could just see this look. He's like, I'm a redneck. You're clearly looking like a hipster faggot. So you are probably going to.
He's probably my dogs.
Yeah. Well, he's like the look on his face. Like, you're probably going to sue me, right? You're probably going to lecture about why I can't let my dogs out. Well, but I did. And I was like, hey, no problem. Really sweet dogs. Very, very friendly and awesome. So have a great day. And he's like this look on his face. Like, you're not going to ream me out for this. Really? Okay. Thanks, dude. Gives me a thumbs up. Literally a thumbs up. So when a redneck gives a hipster faggot a thumbs up, I think the world's a better place than it used to be. And you guys aren't there anymore? Seriously, if you can hear me, I can't hear you. I may have to actually hit pause on the show. Hello. Okay, audience, I don't know what happened. I'm going to hit pause. I'm going to send a text to Joe. I'm just going to assume that my last joke was so goddamn funny that they didn't know what to do with it. So we'll be
here. Hey, don't back. Pause. We're back.
Okay. Never mind.
Hey, look, this is Gus's first podcast, and he unplugged the fucking thing.
unplugged.
Oh, I'm sorry, my cat. I'd like to blame it on Gus.
I know. Okay.
She jumped down and unplugged the cords. That was
there we go.
But we're all back. Did you finish your pit bull story without us, or?
I did. Gus is the velvet puma. There we go. He is a cat. Gus is the velvet puma, and we're done. Yeah, where did you not?
That's perfect. Actually.
I like it. I'll take yeah. it.
Actually, the suspense was killing.
I heard you the last almost, one. I heard it was the F word.
You almost got shot by a redneck because he thought you were a hipster.
Yeah. So he,
thank you. That's where we were.
So yeah. The listener will hear this twice, but just for you guys, he's giving this look like, "Are you going to yell at me?" And I said, "No, your dogs." I didn't say no, but I said, "Hey, your dog's really sweet and awesome, and no problem at all." And he's got this confused look on his face, like, "You're not going to ream me out for letting my dogs loose?" And then he gave me a thumbs up. He literally gave me a thumbs up. And here's what I'm saying: if a redneck can give a hipster faggot a thumbs up, the world is a pretty decent place right now.
Right. It's not as polarized as we all think.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Well, that's a pretty uplifting story.
Yeah. Now I'm about to make it go really bad.
Right. Okay, now we're with the bad one. See, yeah. Gus yeah, was yeah. right. You build it up, and then
I was right.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So, real quick.
She's left-handed, but she's always right.
That's right. Bing.
Hang on a second, Joe. Let me walk you. Okay.
By the way, you just told a story about two pit bulls. I happen to have a story about two pit bulls. I'll tell it later. So okay. what is your bad animal story?
Okay, well, I do want to dominate the show because we've got two guests and they should have free reign, but I'm a megalomaniac. So in between those two stories, I'm going to ask you guys just real quick. I heard this word for the first time spoken out loud. I've never heard this word before. Somebody today used the word bougie. Do you know what bougie means?
Oh, yeah.
Bougie, yeah, it means high class or moneyed.
Bougie.
I thought you said bougie.
Okay, so bougie. Jason, you said bougie.
Yeah, bougie.
And then I thought it was bougie, as in like bourgeoisie.
Yes.
Yeah, like, okay. Ooh, lots of money.
But then Jen said loogie for some reason.
I thought you said lougie.
Oh.
Lougie.
Like you'd go down a luge?
Yeah, like
you're a person.
I guess
like
I thought
you're sliding on
I thought
the
about
ice.
A loogie, actually, like, when he said it.
If you're part of the Jamaican bobsled team, you're a lugie.
Yeah, that's right. You're pretty fucking lugie there, buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
They're a lugier.
But what was the word?
It was bougie.
Bougie.
Very good.
And the context was I was at a restaurant. I needed to step out and call a bar to see if they had my credit card that I left there yesterday. And not only did I leave my credit card at a bar last night, I left it at a bar that was an open bar. I didn't need to have my credit card, but somehow I lost it anyway. Yeah.
Wow. He was on a pub crawl, clearly.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this to you. And I hope you don't charge it.
Yeah, exactly. When I went back into the restaurant, there's these two ladies looking at the menu on the door, right? So they, you know, put the menus on the door so you can see if you want to eat their food. And one of them looks down and goes, looks kind of bougie. Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, and so I asked my table companions, what does bougie mean? And they said what it means is something that was, you know, down home that's been gentrified and turned fakely bourgeoisie. And I was like, wait a minute. So they're insulting something because it was beneath them and now it's above them, but not because so it's still. I was so confused. So I wanted to ask you guys what bougie meant.
It does not mean that.
Well, you're saying that bougie in that context, they were using it as it's something that's like fake high class.
So you're trying too hard.
Like, yeah. Trying really hard to
there
be
you
high
go.
Class.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. So it's like, okay, hey, we serve fried eggs. That's great. With fennel. Oh, bougie. I get you.
Bougie. Right. Yes. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, there
you
go.
I need my own sound button.
No, that's hipster, man. That's not bougie.
That's what but it's all.
I've got it. If you use it right, you got to put the accent on the boo.
Boo.
Okay.
Boo.
Bougie. I put
boo.
Rosemary and everything.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yeah.
I put a sprig of it right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
House.
Yeah.
Like no reason for it. Just we like rosemary on everything.
There you
Did
go.
Did you just rosemary that shit, hipster?
Gross.
That's the difference. I think we know what it is.
Was that a little play on Idiocracy, by the way?
It was. Yes. Yeah.
So if you've
just
got
read that word, fag.
If you've got that's the third.
What is with all the F words?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No. It really doesn't. It's not.
No.
It doesn't. It's not 2019 anymore.
Yeah.
No, we're safe, Jen.
Did you read that word, fag? It was funny then.
Yeah.
Now it just sounds awful.
Yeah, sure. It does. But that's the thing. That's from Idiocracy. Jason used the word earlier in the show, but he was talking as if he were.
He was the fag.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No, he was the horrible bigot that said the word. He was
He assumed he was fact.
Yeah.
All right, we just broke the record, I think, using the F word that
probably
one show
year. I think it's a horrible word, is all I'm saying.
Well, okay, well, suffice it to say, it's there. So what I was going to try, and I'm going to really... This is going to be such a downer, not a downer, anticlimactic. I was going to make the joke that the difference between hipster and bougie is when you got a fried egg and you put rosemary in the middle, that's bougie. But if you put it a little bit off to the side, that's hipster.
Let me
move on.
Laugh track now.
Weak.
Let me move. Yeah, I agree.
You did not get Jen's stamp of approval.
No.
Fuck you, Jason.
Where's that? Where's the button? Where's the button?
Oh, I just played it. You didn't hear it?
Fuck you, Jason.
Ooh,
whoa.
There it is again.
Yeah.
So okay. that was just like an exhibition topic, right?
Yeah,
that was
a pause.
Another story about animals.
Yeah, and this is the last one, and I'll let you guys talk eventually. We're going to go from bougie egg cafe to Costco. Now we're at Costco, which is like anti-bougie. Get out of the car. And we get out of the car, and I hear this barking, and I look, there's this little tiny rat chihuahua dog in a truck, again, another big fucking truck, right next to us, and the windows are mostly rolled up, and it's a warm day, and I about lost my shit right there. I was like, no. So I called the cops. I did. Right there, I was like,
Oh, wow, I've never...
Yeah. We're not...
When you see a dog in a car.
We're not in... Seattle, Texas. We're in that town I talked about before, right?
Seattle, Texas.
What? Yeah, that's where I live. Seattle, Texas.
That's where he's from. He's recording normally from Seattle, Texas. So,
yeah.
So where were you? Where you saw the dog in the car and you called the fucking cop?
I was in that town, the one where I did the hamster ball thing. I was in that town, just north of Seattle, Texas. That's where the Costco is. So I called their police department, not 911. I called their you know, because this wasn't an emergency. No one's getting shot. Not in Seattle, Texas, anyway. We're nowhere near El Paso. Stupid joke. Let me move on. So I called them,
fast forward through all this shooting.
I enjoyed it.
I got a recording that said, we're closed. I was like, what? The fucking police department is closed? That's what it said. It said, we're closed. We'll be back on Monday. Oh, you're shitting me.
Wow.
So they said, you know, in the recording, hey, if you got to report a crime, don't do it on this recording. Call our non-emergency crime reporting number. So I called that number, and this robot voice in a very deep, rich voice said, this number is no longer connected. And I was like, am I on a game show? What the fuck? Yeah.
So, did you break down and call 911 at that point?
No. I went into the Costco, went up to customer service, and I said, I'm going to need two things from you. One, I need you to bring up a receipt from the last time I was here because my wife thinks I lost my gift cards, but I swear to God I used them. And two, I need to talk to somebody about a dog and a car. And they're like, we can help you with the first one. This is what lady said. She said, I can help you with the receipt thing. Normally I wouldn't, but I love dogs more than people, so you're a good person. Because I told her about the dog. And then I talked to a manager, and manager's like, well, I could call the police. I said, no, I'll do it. So I went out, and I called the non-emergency number, and the lady who answered the phone could not give a fuck, couldn't care less. I'm like...
Of course.
I'm like,
you're in Texas.
Yeah.
The dog is fucking dead by now.
Probably.
You should break the window.
There was the crack, like I said. The dog was not panting, and they had left water for the dog. These are not excuses, by the way. Just I'm telling you the situation. So I told this lady... you know, I'm standing next to the car and give you a license plate. And the make and model of the car. And she's like, you want us to call you back? I'm like, nope. I just want to do my duty as a citizen. But I did give her my phone number. And about an hour later...
I'm never going to answer my call anyway, my phone. Who answers their phone? Go on.
Exactly. Well, I did get a call about an hour later.
Are you going to text me?
There you go.
Don't worry about it then.
Yeah, the text is like, we found the owner. He is now in jail, LOL. So it's good. Yeah. So, I did get a call from the county police about an hour later saying, hey, we're in the parking lot. We can't find a car. And I was like, oh, well, when we left Costco, the car was gone. So, ostensibly, you know, they left. And either they left with a dead dog or whatever. And
she literally ran in for something and came out.
No, because I got out of the car and I went into Costco and I came back. So, I was... The car had been there when we showed up, and it was a good 20 minutes. So
okay, so now I'm convinced that the woman was actually irresponsible. Because, like, we had a cracked window there.
Yeah.
I was like, is Jason just calling the cops on innocent people? Like,
oh, no, look, no. Listen, Joe.
I almost thought you were an asshole.
I am an asshole. Joe, this is the thing. I don't care if you just run in for a second. You never know. You might slip on some spilled... Cheeto dust and break your knee
in Texas.
And your
come on.
And your dog is
80 degrees in Texas, right?
It's very conservative.
Yeah, and your dog dies because you were, you know, having your broken kneecap iced with some Dreyer's ice cream in the 7-Eleven.
I would have thrown a brick through the window.
Yeah, no,
that's the Gus move.
I wouldn't save the dog, but I would throw a brick through the window.
It hits the dog in the head.
Yeah,
you have a duty done. How long it would take for the police to come anyway to this car? The dog could still be dead. Why don't you just break free that dog? You see all these YouTube videos of people crashing in,
Write like a funny note. About how irresponsible he is.
If I had come back to the car after we're done shopping, and this is what's happening when I'm shopping. While I'm shopping, I'm doing all this detective math in my head. I'm like, okay.
You're present in the moment. Picking out broccoli.
We had been here for this many minutes, and they might have been for this many minutes. So by this time, they might be this part of Costco. And I'm just eyeballing every single overweight, bald, white dude with a beard.
For 45 minutes at Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
Cartons of eggs and...
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. So I'm staring. I say, was it you? You old fuck with your Disneyland Resort T-shirt on? Your dog hater?
Responsible.
Yeah. So, no, if the dog had still been there when we went back, when we were done shopping, I would have like, honey, take the kid home. I'm staying here, and I'm going to ream somebody's ass out. And she was like,
after
what?
Throwing a brick through the window.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd have been convenient.
Yeah. So
I had shopping to do. So, like, I'm going to go inside and do my shopping, and then we'll see.
Well, no, I did my duty as a citizen.
I'm going to eye anybody with a bag of dog food in their car, and I'm going to ask them.
That's your fucking dog, right?
I should have done that. Get on the PA. Will the asshole in the Toyota 4Runner with license plate 08098
or whatever it was? That's the hindsight thing to do.
Yeah.
Versus calling the cops because they're going to take forever to get there anyway.
Well, here's the thing. The dog barked at me and my son. Now, I love dogs, but...
Son of a bitch.
Don't bark at me. You're going to die. But the asshole who left you in there to die is still going to jail.
Right. It's like a win-win.
There you go. Boom.
I'd like to commend you for at least attempting to do your duty.
Doing something. Responding.
Yeah.
I swear, if I take my dog to the gas and sip and I run in for a Slurpee and someone's called the cops on me and I've been in there like seconds,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real mad.
A brick's oh, sure. going through a window.
I'm going to be super mad.
It's not going to be Jen's.
I feel like you would leave the AC on.
I'd leave the car. I would leave the window cracked. Jason, that's right, like, cracked.
Maybe a note.
If
I'm right.
What I do is I leave for Jesus barking Christ. I leave the window completely down. I tell him to stay. He looks at me like I'm leaving him forever. And yeah. I go into the 7-Eleven. And if anybody wants to get in the car, Jesus barking Christ will fucking kill them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You leave the door. You leave the window completely open. I did in a situation once. I'm not making this up. The dog was in the car. The windows were cracked. There was. I'm not making this up. One of those sticky thermometer things on the window.
Like, stop it.
No, really. There was like this little sticky thermometer thing. And there was a note that said, we've done this before. Dog's always been fine. Call this number if the temperature is above this. Right?
I do not believe you. Oh, no. Why didn't you mention that in the first place?
I've seen this.
I've seen it. Like an add-on. Yeah. No.
It wasn't on this
one. That was a different car.
Yeah, that wasn't this one.
Sorry, Jason.
Jason's no, like, no. You're full of shit, buddy.
Wow.
Did you guys unplug yourselves again? Okay, hey everyone. So anyway, there I was. Yeah, okay, I know. The other part of the story that made me feel really good was that, like I said, the sheriff. The sheriff's office called me and they said, "Hey, we can't find the car." And I said, "Oh yeah, it was gone by the time I got on." I said, "Okay." And then they said, and I'm not making this up, they said, "We really appreciate the call. That was very decent of you." And so I said what the manager lady in the Costco said. I said, "Yeah, I like dogs more than people." And so she said, "Well, thanks." And the whole time I was rocking around Costco, eyeballing people, I was trying to, like, thinking, what if I get back to my car and there is a police car there? Or even better, what if I get back to the car and the guy's there, the owner of the dog? And so I'm coming up with these conversations to have. And I'm a very, like, I try to negotiate with people. I don't try to yell at them and, like, get in their faces. But I was all like, I would go up to the guy and be like, "Hey, man, I saw you left your dog in your car. I know, man, life is busy. It's really, really tough. I just want to tell you, not holding anything against you, but my brother once left his dog in a car, and seeing as the dog didn't just die, what happened was he thought the dog was fine. Because he was so hot in the car, the dog's kidneys were just ripped to pieces, and the dog died about 2 weeks later. He's in a lot of pain. Oh, it devastated."
Jesus, that's a horrible story.
No, it's a lie, though. That you didn't hear the part earlier because you guys were unplugged. It's a total lie. This is what I would say to the guy who left his dog in the car, but like, you think the dog's okay, but it's gonna die in a few weeks and it's just gonna rip you up emotionally, man. So you know what, do yourself a favor, don't leave your dog in the car. Also, I have your license number, so I'm probably just gonna follow you around for a while, and I'm not trying to scare you, but I take meds, so I'm level, I'm cool, I don't lose my shit anymore, you're fine. So
I will stick you in a
unless
car
you forgot that
and
day.
Lock the doors. Yeah.
Hey, Jason, I want to thank you. You're a true professional, except you don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah.
Whenever something goes wrong or I have to take a piss or something, I can always count on you to just keep talking.
Yeah, I'm good at just talking. Sometimes I even say things, but mostly I just talk.
Well, sorry about all the technical difficulties. And we had another difficulty. Did you hear what sounded like a piano falling from a building earlier while you were trying to tell a story?
With acne written on it.
This is on topic because it was my cat.
What?
And my cat jumped up onto my refrigerator here in the garage and knocked a bunch of shit off the refrigerator. It was really good Foley art. Nobody commented, though. We just pretended that it didn't happen.
Okay. We're professionals.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
I do remember one time being in your garage, Joe, and something happened and a huge shelf fell over or was trying to fall over. Do you remember that?
It's funny, right when you said that, Jen was looking at the shelf that fell over.
That shelf has a lot of possibilities.
Okay, so thank you guys for letting me spend 30 minutes boring you to shit with my stupid stories. I'm going to let you guys tell your animal stories.
No, continue.
Now.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say except that we just got a new puppy.
Okay, well, there you go.
True.
Tell me about the puppy.
It is the animal episode, and they have a brand new cute puppy. It's being mentored by Jesus Barking Christ.
Okay.
Yes.
So is he there, the puppy there tonight with you all?
It is. The only time it is cute and nice is when it's over here with Jesus Barking Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way. My son's the same way, so.
Yeah. He's only cute when he's at preschool.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Daycare.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right now, you know, Laura Pauline was going to be on the show, but she decided to just, like, watch TV with the little puppy.
Yeah, of course.
I think that idea just That was the most attractive option. Honestly, being on the show.
What kind of puppy is it?
It's we call it a multi-poo, Maltese poodle.
Okay.
But it's got other things in it, right?
We don't really know. We got it from, actually, Laura Pauline's mother adopted this dog, or got this dog from...
Hell too boring spawn. Of a story.
No, please. No,
she decided that her life's too chaotic right now. She can't take this puppy, so we're like, we'll take her.
Because she was so cute.
Oh, my God.
And now she's chewing baseboards and, like, floorboards.
Floorboards. And my wife.
Chewing your wife. I just Googled.
She chews my wife.
Maltese poodle, and this dog does. It looks like a stuffed animal. It doesn't look like a.
Yes.
It looks like a toy, but it's really. It acts like a giant dog.
It's super cute when it comes over here and plays with Jesus Barking Christ, but apparently it's just like a pinwheel of shit and destruction.
She's gonna be good.
I mean, we love her.
Yeah. And you would never leave her in a car, right?
We'll see.
Okay, fair enough.
On purpose?
I have never left her in the car, but I wanted her to be kind of my car buddy while I work. But it didn't dawn on me, and I haven't done it, but it didn't dawn on me that there's other citizens out there that would see this cute puppy while I'm inside the gas and sip for 5 seconds breaking through a window.
Like, doggy wears.
It didn't occur to me until after I had her. It's like, someone's going to break this dog free. Even if I had the car on, like, remote... Car running, like, no one's going to, like, pay attention to that. Because my car...
Jason made sure that person was irresponsible, but not everybody's going to do that.
No, you have people that will just break your window up, like me. Not saving the dog. I just want to break the window.
This is what's going to happen. Jen is going to win the lottery, or win a lottery. She's going to get the money. She's going to, you know what I'm going to do with my husband? I'm going to buy him a brand new car. So she gets him the new car, and then the people who did the lottery said, hey, can you come back to the 7-Eleven real quick where you got the scratch-off ticket and just, you know, do a quick little picture? And she's like, sure. So she goes to this 7-Eleven in her brand new car. She got her dog, and she's just going to run in real quick and get this picture run out. So she leaves the air conditioner on. Gus happens to walk by. Weird-ass coincidence. He sees this dog in his car. He doesn't recognize it because it's not shitting on everything. He's like, fuck that. Breaks the window. Jen comes out. She's like, what the fuck, Gus? And he's like, hey, what the fuck, Jen? And it's just what the fucks for like half an hour.
One of Jen's nicknames, at least Laura calls her Jen, what is the fuck?
What the fuck? What is it? What is the fuck?
What is the fuck?
Yeah,
I remember why, because one day you said it.
That's
you. With passion. You're like, what is the fuck? Over here.
I was drunk. I was like, what is the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean, this is new information to me.
You're not aware of this. It is. It's kind of old school.
Jen, what is the fuck?
Jen, what is the fuck?
It's like juice.
Mm-hmm. I like
this. This is inside my head so often, and I've never said it out loud. I didn't know it was a nickname.
Hey, on the topic of dogs and cars, since that's apparently what we're talking about, I did see things from the other side, sort of, kind of. I had a friend in high school. We went to see his grandparents in Arkansas, of all places. And
you're a good friend.
While we were hanging out in their house in Little Rock, the grandpa came back from the store, and he had a dog with him, and he's like, yeah, I went in the store to get some milk, and this when I came back out, this lady was standing there holding the dog because he had left the windows all the way down, and she was like, I'm about to steal this dog. I can't believe you left him in a car. And the grandpa was just like saying, I can't believe she would do this. My precious dog, I would never hurt the dog, right? And so at the time, I was like, yeah, screw that lady. What the hell's wrong with her? However, the grandpa of my friend... Well, my friend turned out to be a complete douchebag, asshole, son of a bitch, motherfucker. I mean, this was a bad dude. I didn't know at the time. But it totally makes sense now. I should have known. If the grandpa's leaving the dog in the car in Arkansas, for fuck's sake, obviously the grandson's going to be an asshole.
And he should.
Well, it's genetic assholery.
Yeah, yeah. The son in college cheated on his girlfriend, and then he told me about it. This is what I'm getting at. The friend told me that he told his grandpa, and his grandpa said, do you want me to talk to her? I can tell her. It kind of runs in the family. I'm like, motherfucker, seriously? He admitted to his grandson that he cheated on his wife, his grandson's grandmother, and so he was also saying, so did his dad, my friend's dad. Friend's dad also apparently cheated on his mom. So the son cheated on his girlfriend, the dad cheated on the mom, the grandpa cheated on the grandma, and the dog was stuck in the car in fucking Arkansas. I'm just saying.
Wow, they're like a bunch of fucking wild animals.
Yeah, they are. Thank you, Joe.
Who
did
the dog cheat on?
Taxes.
Dogs
I don't
can't
know.
Cheat.
That's true. I think that's the name of a book, right? Dogs Can't Cheat?
Dogs can't cheat.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've got a couple of pit bull stories. And okay, yes. I didn't think that I'd have pit bull stories, but I do.
Let's do it, Joseph.
Hey. Before we do a pit bull story, yes. can we do the song? I brought a song for the animal show.
Yeah, okay.
It's also in honor of Gus's first appearance on the show.
I know I've been dominating the show. I just got to tell another pit bull story when you're done.
Okay. We're super pro pit bulls. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy.
Is this a pit bull show or an animal
welcome,
show?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the pit bull episode.
Yeah. They're only animals.
Trapping dogs in cars.
Yeah.
They're a danger to our society.
Well, here you go. This is a song about roosters.
Okay, here we go.
Yes!
Gus. Suck. Gus. Suck.
Turgid purple, pulsing, hairy, 12-inch veiny, very scary cocks. Never stopping, throbbing, fogging, huge, exploding in his mouth with splooging cocks.
Please believe us, you must trust that Gus sucks Homo erectus, penis enormous, suck it, Gus. You must trust that Gus sucks Homo erectus, penis enormous, suck it, Gus. Please believe us. You must trust that Gus sucks Homo erectus, penis enormous, suck it, Gus. You must trust that Gus sucks Homo.
So Joey and I were roommates for a while, and I told him that in secret, and I told him not to tell anybody, but I guess we're on a podcast now, and he made a song about it, so thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
That was parody. Awesome.
It's parody.
It's parody, yeah.
I know I had to repeat that last line over and over again, but it turned into kind of a chant. It was comforting to me emotionally.
As Joey knows, I also suck tiny cocks.
Yeah, but I didn't focus on that for this particular composition.
It's just not big cocks. It's tiny cocks, medium cocks.
Speaking of
I won't say what Joey had, but it was, you know.
But let me tell you, just really quick. So I wrote the initial version of Gus Sucks Cocks.
I think it was not Gus Sucks Cocks back in the day. I think it was just somebody else's
Gus
name.
Gus Sucks.
And then I put
And then you put Gus me into in it. It.
So I don't know when I originally wrote it.
I think it was college, and you actually sung that song to me about somebody else and then put my name into it, and then from then on didn't ever sing it any other way.
You took the mantle, is what you're saying. But you know, I expanded on it a little bit, and that, you know, look, when you're
again, something I told him in confidence, and he made a song about it, so that's Joey.
Well, that's Joey. So here's the thing, that's just a rough draft, guys, because I was talking with my friend Tembe.
It was rough.
Your wife's
I was talking with my friend Timbe, who's a really good drummer, and I was in a band with him.
We can't have that twice, right?
And no, but so this is what I texted him this morning, because I was writing and recording this morning.
He was jealous of us.
And I said, "Good morning, Tim. I'm expanding on a song I wrote back in 2006. I have added a bridge with new lyrics and some climactic musical elements that are proving difficult to capture with my currently limited instrumentation. The song, you may remember it, is called Gus Sucks Cocks. I would love to collaborate with you to record this song in its fullest manifestation. Please share your thoughts when you get a moment." And he said this.
How long did it take him to respond?
Oh, no time at all.
Totally.
Like, within the same fucking minute.
We're all good friends.
Yeah, yeah. And he said,
I thought we were all good friends.
Check this out. He said, I remember this song, and particularly like the passage, suck it, 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 suck it. I would be honored to record this song. So we set up a date. We're going to put together a full band.
Yes! This is genius!
Yeah, yeah.
Timbay's doing well, by the way. I see him all the time.
Yeah, Timbay's doing good. He wants to be on the show, by the way. He listens to JVC all the time. I guess he's all caught up.
I can't believe he has.
What's up, Timbay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Timbay needs to be on the show. Did I ever meet Timbay? Have I met him?
I don't know if you met Timbay or not. Maybe not.
Was he at your throwdown?
To the show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be cool.
We'll have him on the next music episode, but anyway.
He owes you money, Timbay.
Anyway, I said, you know, with your help, Timbay, we can turn this song into a sprawling opus.
A sprawling opus.
That's right.
I don't mind if Jen doesn't mind.
Well, there you go.
I'll try and make it
Maybe make it Mike. Sucks.
Well, we can make it about Jason.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Jason.
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 Yeah. Oh, is that what you're going to do? It's going to be Gus sucks Jason. Nice. Okay, sure. Whatever.
Saves dogs.
No, tries.
Saves dogs.
That's
so what's your favorite animal, by the way, Joey?
Yeah, Joe, what's your favorite animal?
Oh. Well, last time I talked about narwhals.
Yep. I don't know what that is.
You're such a hipster.
You don't know. Wait, no, hey, no.
I tried to make, on the last animal episode.
The least effective whale.
Well, I don't know about that. That seems unfair to narwhals. Okay. No, it isn't.
It's not your favorite.
No, but here, goddammit, I was talking about narwhals, and I tried to make Jason think that I thought narwhals were
unicorn?
A fantasy
animal. Oh, okay. I'm on board.
And I don't know if it worked. Like, right away, he was just like, you know that narwhals exist. Fuck you, man. And I was like, what? So there's no horses with horns, but we get the whale version. So,
right. Okay. Have you seen one in person?
Right.
Jason?
Yeah, I went to high school with a...
You fucked a narwhal.
Okay, so, all right. Third base, but I was willing to go almost all the way, and then he's all like, you know what I do with his horn, right? I'm like, oh, man, I don't... Ugh. Yeah, so...
I'm not into rough stuff.
So Jason's the girl I'm always willing to go almost all the way.
Yeah.
When it comes to sex with narwhals,
just
Jason.
A tip.
Yeah.
Jason's a bottom.
All right, but seriously though, serious question. What is your favorite animal?
Yeah, what's your favorite animal, Joe?
I like fruit bats. You know why?
Because they're awesome.
Fruit bats are cool because they're one of the only bats that don't look just butt ugly. I mean,
that's not true.
Most bats, their faces look like fucking ears.
I gotta disagree with you completely.
I didn't see a picture. I don't know.
Bats are cute as shit.
Fruit bats.
You ever
look
seen a
like
swaddle
ears?
Bat?
No.
You're probably thinking of a fruit bat.
No,
they
no,
look like little puppies
of,
with big eyes.
You're thinking of mini bats. Most of them small. The giant bats look ugly as shit. But most bats are small.
I can't disagree with you more. Most bats are small, and most bats are as ugly as fucking Tom Petty after a bad night.
Wow.
I've had worse.
Like he's, dead, you mean?
Yeah, I was going to say. He's
yeah.
Had some,
talking about now. He's Tom dead. Petty now.
Like in the ground, like rotting Tom Petty.
Well, that's why I go crazy.
Anyway, you asked me a question. I'm serious. It's not just that they're cute, and they hang upside down and, like, eat an apple, which is really cute.
Yeah, that's really
but
cute,
but they're also really badass, and some of them have six-foot wingspans. And
wow, that'd be scary.
I'm not looking at Wikipedia. Awesome. I think I'm right. And they're...
I am.
If you saw a big old, I don't know what fruit. You call them. What is it? A flock of fruit bats?
Look at that.
I got it.
Those are fruit bats, asshole. He just showed me a bunch of swaddled bats, a bunch of fruit bats. You know why? Because every other bat.
Who's swaddling these bats? That's
ugly.
Weird.
Weird people. I don't know.
I don't know.
Orphan baby bats. Look at this. There's a whole pic. There's so many pictures of them.
They're all very cute. Those are all fruit bats.
I don't. There's no. There's other small bats besides.
They're
fruit
also
bats.
Called flying
vampire
foxes.
Bats. Are also small little bats that are cute as shit.
Vampire bats are ugly as shit.
Wow, you're going on record for that. Vampire bats. Mm-hmm. If I show you a picture of a vampire bat and it's not ugly as shit, are you going to say sorry?
Yeah, I'll say sorry. I dare you. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Of course I am. I'm Googling bats, dude.
Everyone's Googling bats right now.
I want to do it while Gus looks up pictures of vampire bats, ugly ones.
Oh, God, they're so ugly.
Boom!
Wait, Wait, I might have found one.
Gus admit he's wrong is just like my favorite part of what he did.
That's
the worst.
There, look, that's the ugliest thing.
It looks like Nostradamus.
No, this is it. Here. This, for our listener.
It's like my left foot.
For our listener.
Oh, hey.
I meant like the Elephant Man, but it came out my left foot.
They kind of do look like the Elephant Man. Vampire Bat's face looks like a little kitten's face after it's been run over by a car.
Right.
It looks like it has two holes in its fucking nostrils that look like maybe he did too much cocaine.
And it also just goes like and, like, sucks goat's ass. Like, ugh. It sucks blood out of goat's butts.
Is this Central America? Where do they live?
It's like a flying rat version of a chupacabra.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The chupacabras. Fictional.
I guess I was wrong. I don't know about that. And fruit bats are the
ones. So my ex lives in San Diego as a writer.
Who?
Tell the chupacabra story. I'm excited.
So the chupacabra story is here in San Diego. I know he's not listening to this stuff, but
I'm gonna go because she's talking about her ex. This is bullshit.
Oh, come on, motherfucker. Gus is taking a pee. Chupacabra. So
he created this. He took a picture or had a picture, downloaded it, of this bat-looking coyote werewolf, which, quite frankly, looks like it's just a Mexican hairless dog, really, essentially, is what it looks like.
I've seen these. I was convinced that they were chupacabra, but go ahead.
It's fictional. Chupacabras are a myth from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so he comes here to San Diego. He lives in San Diego, but he used to live there for years. He came back and he pretended like he saw one. They wrote it up in the San Diego Times. I don't read the paper.
It's the Union Tribune, right?
Union Tribune, thank you. And it was this big thing, and it's all a farce. Like, a chupacabra is just a myth. It's a like, it just does not exist besides folklore in Mexican culture.
Well,
and he came here to the United States, or San Diego in particular, and created this thing as if it really existed. And they, like,
and
aired
people
it.
Bought it.
Yes.
Okay.
This is like year two, I would say 2000.
Well, oh my God, maybe that's around the time that I was successfully bullshitted about.
I'm serious.
Did your ex spread the rumor that I bought?
Yes, I swear he created this.
Okay, well, how about this, Jason? Maybe you can help us with this.
Sure.
I was like, I started reading articles, oh my God, about the chupacabra, and I was like, and there was pictures of dead, quote-unquote, chupacabras.
Yes.
And I was like, well, it looks like half kangaroo, half dog.
Mexican
like
hairless.
A mangy, hairless dog. And it's been sucking goat blood. Okay. I was like, this is it. It's the chupacabra.
By the way, he was in Mexico for years. And he came over here, or came back home, San Diego, probably in his early 20s. But in the meantime, he like kind of smuggled a Mexican hairless dog from Mexico. Like, his daughter was with him, and they covered him up, drove across the border. I can't remember the dog's name, but ugly as sin. Like, the...
Do they have big hind legs? That was one of the selling points for
me. No, they're like a terrier with hairless, like, missing teeth with a tongue sticking out like a mohawk. Like, they're god-awful ugly. The worst.
Funny, we just talked about ugly dogs, and two of the cutest dogs ever just ran into the garage to say hi to us.
Hello.
This little puppy.
They were
and
jealous.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
They were jealous. So like, no, they came in to tell you, oh, yeah, chupacabra, totally real. Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah, Laura Pauline was like, these dogs need a pee break.
Yeah.
Well, Gus just took a pee break. He's back. But, Jason, do you have any thoughts about the chupacabra?
The only thought I have is that there's a song by, there's a band. It's just one dude. And he calls himself Sound Defects. And he's got a song called Chupacabra. And it's one of my favorite songs. Maybe I'll just play a little bit of it for you if I can.
You're going to play a song called Chupacabra for us?
Just a little bit of it. Not a lot. Yeah, here we go. The nice. Yeah. Now that's Chupacabra by the Sound Defects.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
But then there's a part where it breaks. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, I have no idea what that's in the song, but it's just so awesome.
It's really good.
It is good.
Yeah. The Sound Defects. Go buy his albums because he's really good. So that's the only thing I got to say about Chupacabra. There is in Seattle, Texas here, there's a restaurant called El Chupacabra, and it's got pretty decent food. You know.
And that's all you got for the chupacabra.
That's all I got. Yeah.
By the way, Gus is just walking around making noise, and he think he's giving up on the show completely.
Oh.
But I believed in the chupacabra, and I think maybe it's because of
it's fake.
Jen's ex
could be
spread a rumor, and
it's totally fake.
It's just a fucking hairless, mangy, super ugly dog that perhaps sucks blood.
Yeah, they're Mexican hairless dogs.
Let me believe that. Can the hairless dog suck blood?
You know what chupacabra means in Spanish, right?
Goat sucker.
Yeah, there you go. You nailed it. Goat sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lie.
So, do we have any time for a couple of pit bull stories?
Yeah,
maybe?
We got 6 minutes left. Rock and roll, dude.
All right.
Go for it.
Welcome back, Gus.
Do you want any?
What'd you say, Jason?
Do you want any background music while you're telling this pit bull story?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No,
unless you can put on a song by Pitbull.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
it really low. How about that?
That's good.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see. What's this? Nope, this is an ad. Fuck you, YouTube. If I'm trying to steal shit from you, don't show me ads. YouTube. Fuck you, YouTube. All right. It's a 15-second ad. I'm not buying this. Whatever it is, you're fucking... I don't even know what they're advertising. All right, go.
Hand up, dude. Get premium.
I should do that.
Seriously.
YouTube premium would help our show, because this type of thing happens quite a bit.
It does.
I thought it would be nice to... ask what everybody's favorite animal was. I started with Joey, and I was going to go.
Let's finish
it's
that
an
round
animal tip. Episode. No, or a pit bull. Is it a pit bull episode or an animal episode?
Animal.
We're going animals, so let's finish the round table, and I'll tell a pit bull story, and then that'll be it.
Yeah. So, Jason, what's your favorite?
Oh, let me turn off pit bull here. I'd probably default to dogs because I just like dogs so much, but maybe that doesn't count because they're like basically people, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's your second favorite animal.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've always identified with elephants because I have really big ears.
Oh, I love an elephant.
I like elephants.
They're so sad.
I was trying to think what animal would I go to first at the zoo, right? That would ostensibly be my favorite animal. And I got to tell you, I really like how orangutans fuck with people. So I'm probably going to go ahead and say I like elephants a lot, but... orangutans. And if you show me a place where orangutans, elephants hanging out, I'm moving in.
I think the elephants would fuck the orangutans up.
No, orangutans would just be having fun.
I had a positive thought. I thought that if an orangutan was friends with an elephant and they like did tricks together, that would be like, fucking delightful.
It would like ride it?
Yeah, the elephant could, you know, pick it up and it could stand on the trunk or like swing around on the trunk.
I feel like the orangutan would throw shit at the elephant and the elephant would grab it around the neck by its trunk and flip it around.
And bang it around.
Yeah. No, but in a playful way.
Violently in front of a child.
Right.
My wife and I went to the San Diego Safari Park for our baby moon. Well, that's not true.
What? We were
there. Baby moon?
You have not heard of this term, baby moon?
That just sounds like your child's bare ass to me.
Or some hippie shit.
Oh, my God.
The moon your baby was born on? Or?
No, no. A baby moon is when you're pregnant... and you know that you're not going to be able to do a lot of fun stuff for a couple of years because, you know, you're taking care of a baby. And so you go on one last vacation. Yeah,
like your honeymoon.
It wasn't a baby moon. It was an earlier vacation. But we went to the safari park and there was a rhino. And apparently it's kind of rough for rhinos to grow up around other adult rhinos. So this baby rhino had to be away from its other rhinos. But rhinos are pack animals. You know, they don't like to be alone. So they actually gave the rhino a calf, a red cow calf, to be its friend. And so they're just hung out. It was cool, and we liked it so much. They were just buddies. You know, they'd hang out. So we bought a stuffed rhino, and we gave it to our son when he was born, and now he sleeps with it. So there you go.
That's sweet,
cute.
Yeah.
That would be my favorite too if I had it.
The rhino never killed the calf.
Though. No, they were buds.
I did see when I was a child, I did see an adult rhino knock a baby rhino over with a stream of its urine.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Nice.
Was that an animal park?
No, I guess it was at the whatever, the zoo in down on Payne Street in Sevierville, Tennessee. I don't know what the zoo
Payne
is called.
Payne Street, Sevierville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. But if there's an adult rhino, I'm like, okay, that's great.
The baby in the road.
And there's a cute little baby doing laps around it. And suddenly, the big rhino just fire hose urine just comes, it looks like it just comes straight out of its ass. And here comes the little doing laps, the little rhino comes around right into the stream and it blasted the fucking baby rhino onto its ass.
You know, they have those warning labels, warning signs. They paint the cement around the rhino area where it's like, warning, they will pee.
They will pee at you, fire hose style. Yeah,
that's.
There's just videos online. You can see of kids getting knocked over by this pee. That's why I thought it was.
All this reminds me. The other day, our new puppy. You know, he takes him out in the middle of the night, like when he gets home from work. And Gus loves to pee outside.
I do.
It doesn't matter if I'm in the bathroom inside or not. I go outside to let our dog, our puppy, Angel,
teaching
baby, and I see this huge wet mark outside, which I know it was him in his boxers. Just like, well, let's
We're peeing together. My daughter, I'm teaching her how to pee outside.
Your bladder is the size of that dog.
Oh, seriously, it is.
Easily.
I see this huge wet mark in the. I'm like,
I'm teaching my daughter how to pee outside.
Oh, no, it's just lazy.
My little baby. No. Baby dog. She'll pee inside, pee outside.
She knows how to pee. Trust.
Yeah. All right. She definitely knows how to pee inside. I'm teaching her how to pee outside.
Well, we turned your beautiful rhino story around into.
I love that rhino story.
Did we figure out the favorite animal?
Your favorite animal, you chose the orangutan, right? Orangutan.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to hear Jen's. We're out of time, and I want to hear Joe's pit bull stories told very, very fast.
As the exit.
It's okay.
Music.
We'll do animals part two. This happens to us a lot.
It's timed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Can't go on forever.
Jen, favorite animal?
I have two. I have a meerkat.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love a meerkat, but I also, and I can't get the name right, but I love these animals when I go to the zoo. It's been a million years, but is it a white-handed gibbon? Like are they monkeys with white hands?
It sounds like a Pokemon.
They're super athletic and they just fly
entertaining
around.
Entertaining.
They're apes.
Yes.
Sure.
I hate a zoo.
Gibbons.
White-handed gibbons.
Yeah.
Some of them have white manes. They're really
cute. I love that, but a meerkat is so cute. I love every animal besides a shark.
You got a little extra time because instead of hitting the show outro button, I hit the show intro button, which is shorter.
Can we start over? Okay.
Yeah.
This, I'm never going to get to the pit bull story, but Brendy, who did not stick around to do the podcast this evening, and as you'll remember, listener, Brendy has refused to ever come on the show because it's too obscene for her to be involved directly with. She listens to it all the time, but she won't be on the show. So we do this thing called Brendy Corner because Brendy cracks me up all the time. Yeah. She just told me a story before we came in that they took off, and she told me a bonobo story.
Let's hear
and
it.
And I think bonobos, you said gibbon, and it made me think bonobo. Yeah. I think they're kind of...
They're all related.
Well, yes. I guess they have
Homo sapiens.
Yeah, they have a common ancestor. Anyway,
or do we?
So, on the last episode, I told a story about a silverback gorilla that had his harem.
Was it Larry?
A silverback gorilla that had a harem of, you know. I guess they're submissive. They're all his wives. And he was, like, nodding at them, and they were, like, pooping in their hands while they were running and doing shit layups and, like, spraying the crowd with poop over the wall.
Again, this sounds like Larry.
Larry is Gus's brother, by the way.
Okay.
So bonobos, apparently... Brendy saw an interesting thing. This bonobo... also pooped directly into its hand, but it didn't run up and do a shit layup and spray poop with everybody. It pooped into its hand and then ate it like a candy bar.
Just
pulled it right up to its face, maybe a couple of sniffs, and then just took a bite of it like it was a fucking Snickers bar.
Circle of life.
Yeah, you just gotta keep getting it back
circle
in.
Circle of life.
Pooped it out too soon, you gotta get that nutrition back in.
Yeah. Yep. Just
starving.
Send it back through again. There's not enough food here.
And you're bored. Like, fuck it.
Aren't bonobos...
And then Ryan said, well, now Ryan is Brendy's boyfriend, by the way.
Yeah.
He said...
The velvet...
Now Brendy calls me a bonobo because I guess he found a dog turd and picked it up in a napkin to go show Brendy for some reason. Sorry, I don't know the details of the story.
He's impressed because she finally pooped on the sidewalk and not like on grass.
Oh, their dog pooped somewhere. He was impressed. So he picked up the dog turd, came to show it to her in the napkin, and she was on her recliner, and he accidentally dropped the turd on her chest. And so now she calls him like Bonobo.
Yeah, he's Bonobo. It's so cute.
So but Ryan.
It is Ryan. Ryan is a Bonobo.
Because like Bonobos, he mishandled the turd.
Can I real quick read you from the Wikipedia article on Bonobos? Just one... this is Bonobo. I'm reading this word for word. Here we go. Bonobo clitorises are larger and more externalized than in most mammals. While the weight of a young adolescent female bonobo is maybe half that of a human teenager, she has a clitoris that is three times bigger than the human equivalent and visible enough to waggle unmistakably as she walks.
Lucky girl.
You need to spend more time freeing dogs versus Wikipedia and that shit.
Whoa.
Enough.
Bonobos are the fuck all the time apes. They just all the time.
Fuck all.
Did you read that from Wikipedia too?
No, I saw.
Are the fuck all the time apes?
Yeah, that's how they handle every dispute. Like, you know, like one bonobo is looking at another one. He's like, "You owe me $5." He's like, "That's just fuck." And they fuck like for
no,
yeah, they do.
It's a relationship.
It sounds civilized.
It's true. They fuck for about 15 seconds and then like high five and that's it. We're good. Wouldn't that be great if that's how people work?
You stepped on my shoe. Let's fuck it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be the dream for you, babe?
You bump me. Fuck
I would.
Yes.
If that's how it worked, I would wear gigantic fucking shoes. Just the biggest.
Oh, my God. Well, you do have a kid, so maybe some bonobo action happened.
It could be.
I guess we're going to talk about Joey's...
We're done.
Well, we got 30 seconds, and Joey has to scream something.
We only have 30 seconds.
Oh, I didn't say my favorite.
What's your damn it. Tell us your favorite animal.
Roosters. big roosters. I like that. They're
big
pretty,
cocks.
And they're throbbing and red, usually. And, you know, they put up a big fight, but, you know, once you submit them, like, you know, they become good pets and you know, pet them. They're nice. I like roosters.
I'm rethinking this whole.
Well, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I am going to do my normal thing and scream something, and then that'll be it, Jason.
Okay. Go for it.
Fire hose rhino urine!